Next week, Governor Deval Patrick will propose a 3.3% increase in funding in the state budget for mental health programs. The $5 million boost to the state's Department of Mental Health is intended to focus on public safety following recent mass shootings. State Senator John Keenan is co-chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse. He was pleased to see the boost to mental health funding as a part of the governor's comprehensive plan to prevent gun violence.
Obviously, the better job you do at detecting mental illness, referring people to appropriate levels of care, the fewer people you're going to have applying for guns at some point that have mental health problems.
The governor's investments will include $2 million for emergency services programs supporting mobile capacity technology, which would expand on 24/7 mobile crisis units' ability to intervene and prevent violence or harm to individuals in an emergency behavioral problem. $1 million would help teachers and faculty at middle and high schools receive training to recognize mental illness in students. And Senator Keenan mentioned the $500,000 boost in funding for a program to detect mental illness in young children as critical.
We've been advocating through the budget process in the last couple of years for additional spending, for instance, in NICPAP, which is a child psychiatric access program, where it makes psychiatrists available to pediatricians who may detect that a young child has early signs of mental illness or may need some sort of treatment. So that's critical.
Lori Martinelli, executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Massachusetts, or NAMI Mass, said that her group was particularly interested in a $900,000 dedication towards crisis intervention training. The program trains first responders and law enforcement on how to recognize and respond to individuals suffering from mental illness.
And mostly how to put people with mental illness into services in the community as opposed to arresting them and putting them into jail and having them be a burden for the taxpayers, and it's a huge burden for themselves as well. So I would say on all these fronts, we were very happy.
The governor is also advocating for $100,000 to the Center for Early Detection and Response to Risk program and to provide $500,000 for a public education campaign to let individuals know that treatment is available and also to reduce the stigma associated with accessing mental health services. However, Martinelli said that despite all the increases, it will not be enough to fill the demand for mental health services in the state.
This is a nice gesture, but it does not go near where it needs to be to put in services that have been cut or resources that have been cut from the Department of Mental Health.
And when looking at the nation as a whole, Martinelli said that the picture is more grim.
Our Department of Mental Health, like every Department of Mental Health in the country, has been starved for resources over these past several years. In fact, NAMI National did a report card of all 50 states and collectively gave a D-minus grade to the entire nation for the cuts that the Department of Mental Health have undergone in these past few years. Collectively, it's a cut of $4 billion. That's with a B.
The governor will release more details in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal due next week. In a statement addressing his request for more mental health funding and stricter gun laws, Governor Patrick said, quote, "All of us must pull in the same direction to bring about real change in this state and across the country." Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.